Thanks, Chair. I think we share all the explanation about biodiversity, food security, natural environments expressed by Brazil. India has a similar situation in terms of food security, trade issues, and then environmental protection. Just for clarity, we have been mentioning about three different organizations. We have heard about animal health issues from the angle of OIE. For the plant pests and pathogens, it is basically International Plant Protection Convention under the FAO, which deals with issues related to food security related to pests and pathogens, but most of them are dealt under with respect to exotic pathogens. They do not address the type of hostile use of these biological agents. The IPPC does not also address anything to do with genetically engineered pests and pathogens, like the way we talk about gain of function in terms of human health. Their mandate is limited to exotic pathogens and also protection of agriculture in general. Cartagena Protocol, the protocol says that protocol seeks to protect biological diversity from potential risks posed by genetically modified organisms resulting from modern biotechnology. That is their exact mandate. So under this mandate, there are three categories of living modified organisms. One, category A and B, which are basically dealt by states who should have their own regulatory framework. And huge capacity building has been done, at least more than 140 countries, most of the countries, through Global Environmental Fund, have already got regulatory frameworks. These include Asia, Africa. It is one of the mega exercises of capacity building. Number two, that in Cartagena Protocol, the category is to deal with those who have been assessed for biosafety to environment. Those products which are assessed by countries and states under their regulatory framework in terms of biosafety, if they are passed for export and import through transboundary movement, the Cartagena Protocol deals with the transboundary movement of living modified organisms. It does not address the national needs, national internal matters. It just deals with the transboundary movement of these living modified organisms, either in the laboratory purposes or for the commercial use after the safety precautions have been taken. In order to protect the issues related to biodiversity, and that is subject to only transboundary movement of goods. So that is the clarification I would like to give. And these are different mandates. You should note that everyone has got a different mandate, and BTWC has been repeatedly been recognized as having another mandate. So we have to have some synergy somewhere with these organizations. Thank you, Chair.